Lesson 47. Exodus chapter 16 verse 1 through chapter 17 verse 7. Introduction. Following the Israelites' deliverance from bondage, Moses led the children of Israel to Mount Sinai. While on the journey, the Israelites murmured because of a lack of food. The Lord blessed the children of Israel with manna and instructed them to gather it every morning except on the Sabbath. The children of Israel also murmured because of thirst. The Lord commanded Moses to strike a rock in Horeb so that water would come forth. Suggestions for teaching. Exodus chapter 16 verses 1 through 36. Israel murmurs for bread, and the Lord sends quail and bread from heaven. Display a loaf or piece of bread. Invite a student who is hungry to come to the front of class and eat some of the bread. As the student eats, ask him or her the following questions. When did you last eat? If you recently ate, why are you hungry now? Why do you have to eat regularly? Explain that the Lord used our need to eat regularly to teach truths about developing spiritual strength. Invite students to look for these truths as they study Exodus chapters 16 and 17. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 16 verses 1 through 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for the problem the children of Israel encountered as they continued on their journey to the promised land. What problem did Israel face in the wilderness? Whom did the children of Israel murmur against? Even though the children of Israel had been delivered from bondage, why did they wish they had died back in Egypt? Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 16 verses 4 and 5 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Lord helped the Israelites with their lack of food. You may need to explain that the word prove in verse 4 means to test. What specific instructions did the Lord give the people about gathering this bread from heaven? According to verse 3, the Israelites likely had as much food as they desired while they were in Egypt. In what ways might gathering only a limited amount of bread each day have been a test for the children of Israel? According to verse 4, what is one reason the Lord gives us commandments? Students should identify the following principle. One reason the Lord gives us commandments is to test our obedience to Him. Explain that after Moses received these instructions from the Lord, Moses and Aaron addressed the people of Israel. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 16 verses 6 through 8 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Moses and Aaron told the Israelites concerning their murmuring. Based on what Moses and Aaron taught the people, whom are we murmuring or complaining against when we murmur against church leaders? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify the following truth. When we murmur against church leaders, we are also murmuring against the Lord. You may want to suggest that students mark the phrase that teaches this principle in verse 8. Why is murmuring against church leaders also murmuring against the Lord? Summarize Exodus chapter 16 verses 9 through 13 by explaining that even though the children of Israel had murmured, the Lord sent quail into the camp of the Israelites during the evening. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 16 verses 13 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for what the Lord did the next morning for the Israelites. Invite students to report what they find. Point out the word manna in verse 15 and ask the students to look at footnote A to find out what it means. Divide the students into pairs. Ask each partnership to read Exodus chapter 16 verses 16 through 21 and verse 31 together and discuss the following questions. You may want to write these questions on the board before class or provide students with copies of them. Number 1, how much manna were the Israelites told to gather? Number 2, what happened if they tried to save it until the next day? Number 3, how often did the children of Israel need to gather the manna? Number 4, according to verse 21, what happened to the manna that wasn't gathered? Number 5, what spiritual lessons can we learn from the Lord's instruction about manna? After sufficient time, invite students to share their answers to question 5 with the class. Write their responses on the board. As students share the principles they have identified, emphasize the following truths. If we rely on the Lord daily, He will bless us with the spiritual nourishment needed for that day. As we remember the Lord daily, our trust in Him will grow. Note: Identifying implied principles. Many principles are not stated directly in the Scriptures, but are instead implied. We can discover implied principles by asking what the moral or purpose of an account is, or by considering how the events and circumstances recorded in the Scriptures might resemble events and situations that occur in our day. Implied principles can become more apparent as we analyze the actions, attitudes, and behaviors of individuals in the Scriptures and identify the consequences of their actions. To help illustrate to students the importance of seeking spiritual nourishment daily, you may want to show the video Daily Bread, Pattern. In this video, Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles explains that our need for daily physical nourishment reminds us of our need for daily spiritual sustenance. This video can be found on LDS.org. Instead of showing the video, you could provide students with a copy of the following statement by Elder Christofferson. Ask students to read the statement silently, underlining the Lord's reasons for giving the children of Israel food one day at a time. Quote, "By providing a daily sustenance one day at a time, Jehovah was trying to teach faith to a nation that over a period of some 400 years had lost much of the faith of their fathers. He was teaching them to trust Him, to look unto Him in every thought, doubt not, fear not. He was providing enough for one day at a time. Except for the sixth day, they could not store manna for use in any succeeding day or days. In essence, the children of Israel had to walk with Him today and trust that He would grant a sufficient amount of food for the next day, on the next day, and so on. In that way, He could never be too far from their minds and hearts." End quote. According to Elder Christofferson, why did the Lord provide manna one day at a time? Testify that the Lord will bless us as we remember Him daily. What are some things we can do to remember the Lord daily? Write students' responses on the board. Why would remembering and seeking the Lord only one day a week fail to provide adequately for our spiritual needs throughout the rest of the week? Invite students to consider the difference between times when they have remembered the Lord and sought Him daily and times when they have forgotten Him or not sought His strength and guidance each day. What difference does it make in your life when you remember the Lord and seek Him daily? Invite students to consider what they are doing to remember the Lord. Ask them to review the list on the board and ponder what they need to do every day to remember and seek the Lord. Encourage students to set a goal to remember the Lord and seek Him each day. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Exodus chapter 16, verses 22 through 26. Ask the class to follow along, looking for reasons why the Israelites needed to gather twice the amount of manna on the sixth day. Why did the Israelites need to gather twice the amount of manna on the sixth day? Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 16, verses 27 through 31 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how some people responded to the Lord's command. What did some people do, even after being instructed to gather double on the sixth day? What do those actions reveal about these people? How can resting on the Sabbath day help us remember the Lord? Summarize Exodus chapter 16, verses 32 through 36, by explaining that Moses commanded Aaron to place some manna in a pot, so it could serve as a testimony or reminder for future generations of the Lord's physical deliverance of the children of Israel and the need for Israel to rely on the Lord for spiritual sustenance. Later, this pot was put in the Ark of the Covenant. The Lord continued to bless the children of Israel with manna as they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. The Lord provides water for the Israelites. Invite a student to read Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for the additional hardship that the children of Israel faced in the wilderness. What additional hardship did the children of Israel encounter? Given the Israelites' experiences with the manna and the quail, in what other way do you think the Israelites could have responded to this trial? Invite students to read Exodus chapter 17, verses 5 through 7 silently, and look for what the Lord told Moses to do. Ask students to report what they find. Explain that just as the requirement to gather manna can symbolize what the Lord requires of us today, the account of Moses striking the rock also has a symbolic meaning. The scriptures sometimes refer to Jesus Christ as the rock. Christ also refers to himself as the bread of life and a provider of living water. How is Christ like a rock? How is he like bread? What does Jesus Christ provide that is like living water? What do these symbols teach us about the Savior? What principles do you think the children of Israel could have learned about the Savior from their experiences with the manna and water? Students may identify a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize that the Lord is the source of all spiritual nourishment. Write this principle on the board. Invite students to share how partaking of the spiritual nourishment that Jesus Christ has offered them has blessed their lives. Encourage students to set a goal to accept the spiritual nourishment the Savior offers by making a greater effort to seek the Lord and be nourished by God's Word daily, to serve Him, and to obey His commandments. Note, Lesson 49, Exodus 20, Part 1, provides an opportunity for 3 students to teach. You may want to select 3 students now and give them copies of the designated portions of Lesson 49 so they can prepare to teach them. Encourage them to study the lesson material prayerfully and seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost as they prepare to teach and adapt the lesson for their classmates. Commentary and background information. Exodus chapter 16, verse 1 through chapter 17, verse 7. Being spiritually nourished by God. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught, quote, "Our spirits also require nourishment. Just as there is food for the body, there is food for the spirit. The consequences of spiritual malnutrition are just as hurtful to our spiritual lives as physical malnutrition is to our physical bodies. Symptoms of spiritual malnutrition include reduced ability to digest spiritual food, reduced spiritual strength, and impairment of spiritual vision." End quote.